Little bit of Led Zeppelin. I'll dedicate that to my buddy Jeff with Back to the Bars. Kind of turned me on to that song, along with Dave and Mike and Mark and the boys. But anyway, how you doing? How you doing? It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I have a couple of topics here that I want to end the week with, if that's okay with you. And I think it will be because, you know, we have a relationship, you and me. You know, it might be a bit bigamous at this point, but it's still a relationship. So anyway, there's a call that came in this week when we did the ghost show, and it kind of has stuck with me all week long, and I finally realized why. You remember the caller we had who had a mother who lost her husband? In other words, it would have been the caller's father. And the song that was played at the funeral was Paradise by the Dashboard Lights by Meatloaf from an album that was called Bat Out of Hell. Shortly after the funeral, a bat flew into the widow's home, which the widow thought might be a sign from her husband. And a couple of things hit me about that. Number one, it was a very interesting choice as a funeral song, because if you are familiar, and who isn't, with the lyrics of Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, it, just to sum it up for you real quick, basically is a song about a fellow who really, really, really wants to get, and he finally does. And ends up marrying the woman who is his paradise by the dashboard lights. I'm trying to be as genteel about this as possible. And by the end of the song, basically, he is totally frustrated with the woman and the marriage, and he can't wait until the end of time so he can end his time with her. So I thought that was an interesting choice for a funeral song, and I wonder if it was like some kind of a middle finger from beyond the grave. I don't mean to cast aspersions here on the caller, but I thought that was an interesting choice for a song to be played at a funeral. So that has stuck with me all day, all week long, ever since, the call came in. And that got me to thinking about, and I think we talked about it a little bit that day, but sometimes I don't remember what I say on the air versus what I say to Tanner Saunders, who makes the magic happen beyond the glass. But I'm going to presume that you have told your loved ones about the song that you want played at your funeral or wake. Now, many of you have complete set lists that you want played at your wake or your funeral. Now, personally, if I had my way, it would be Mozart's Requiem in D minor, but it goes for about 90 minutes, a little bit longer than 90 minutes. That's just a little bit too much to expect people to listen to. So, hey, every great hit is supposed to be 2 minutes and 30 seconds long. At least that was the case in the 1960s and most of the 1970s, and then along came other groups which extended the time to 3:30 and then 5 minutes, and my goodness, there's some Dylan songs on Blood in the Tracks that go like 9 minutes, and Murder Most Foul goes almost, what, 17 minutes, which was Dylan's only number one song, I believe, on the American charts. But anyway, what is there a song that you have ever heard at a funeral or a wake and you've said, I need that song played when I'm in that box or I am in that urn? Do you have a song that you absolutely, positively need played at your wake or funeral? Now, the one thing for me, personally, I can't speak to you, but, you know, when that time comes, I don't want people to be lachrymose, don't want people to be miserable, not that I would expect anybody to be, but what I don't want, tell you what I don't want, I don't want any tearjerkers, okay? Tears in Heaven, Eric Clapton. I will personally haunt in the bedroom anybody who plays that song at my funeral or wake, okay? It's a tearjerker, especially in that kind of a setting. It may never be played. Okay? As good a song as it is, and Eric Clapton wrote it because of the death of his young son, I just don't, no. I don't want people crying. I want people laughing. I want people telling dirty jokes, okay? I want people telling anecdotes about me that may not be particularly complimentary at the funeral. Now, first of all, I should point out that my directives, I don't know what your directives are, maybe you'll tell us, but basically call for immediate cremation. But I do want a death picture taken to be put on the internet. I don't know why, I just do. I need a death picture put on the internet because that's the first thing people look at when they look at pictures of you. And taking pictures of the dead, see, if I'm at a close relative's funeral, I always take a picture. And I told you this story before a long time ago, but when my German grandmother died, I had to take the day off, obviously, for a family commitment. So instead of sending Tim Wenger a note saying, I am at my grandmother's funeral, he will never forgive me for this, I sent him a picture of my grandmother in the coffin. And my grandmother would have appreciated that. Okay, just so you know, she would have appreciated that with her sick Teutonic sense of humor. But the... Sorry, I still laugh about that. Oh, come on. The woman lived to be 98 years old. I mean, that's a good old ripe age for somebody who was born when she was and who grew up through all the stuff through which she experienced. I mean, she was a little girl when World War I was raging around her. Her dad was off fighting in the German army, Landwehr 122, when she was a little girl. And he served all 4 years of World War I, made it through I don't know how many bombardments, and somehow survived the war, somehow did not come back with shell shock, and was, by all accounts, a pretty decent guy. But anyway, that's what I did with Grandma. So anyway, with, my wishes are that it is an immediate cremation thing. And you can put the death picture next to the urn. That would be good, along with an in-life picture so people can draw the comparisons between in death and in life, because I want people to see both sides of the coin. Maybe a progression of pictures, infant, teenager, middle age, old age, dead, next to the urn, of course, because it's not like, I don't know how you feel about this, but and I know that it's kind of a cliche, but people walking by the cat, oh, he looks so good. He looks so natural. And I'm a jerk because I look at somebody and my first thought is, yeah, they look dead. That's kind of what I expected because they're in the box and, they look dead. And I've been to, just like you have, enough funerals to know that what you see is what you get when it comes to somebody in that box. But is there a song that you believe is absolutely perfect for your funeral that you need to have played? Now, let's just get one out of the way right now because I know what people are going to say. I know what you guys are already thinking. Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. Sorry, that is kind of cliche. Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. Sorry, that, you know what? That's lame. Another One Bites the Dust is so obvious, it's lame. If you're going to do a Queen song, be creative. Go to A Night at the Opera, Side 2, Death on Two Legs. Now, that gets you points for originality and creativity playing that song, which actually we did as one of our musical bumps earlier this week. Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, to me, and no disrespect to our caller earlier this week, that's kind of like a big middle finger to the person to whom you were married. Like, hey, I married you, but man, I couldn't wait to get out of this, even if it meant I had to die to do it. There are easier ways to get out of a marriage. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. What song have you instructed your loved ones to play at your funeral or wake? And again, you know, in my world anyway, and I'm a little bit sick, you know that. You know, the first three letters of funeral are fun, and that's what I want my funeral and or wake to be. And at some point, if I have the chance, I will record a video to be played where I'm going to be telling the raunchiest jokes I've ever told in my life so people can laugh, because that's who I am. I want to entertain. Okay, I'll put videos of Mark Poloncarz playing guitar embedded into the video that is played at my wake or funeral. Tell me, what song do you want played? And don't take the easy way out with Queen's Another One Bites the Dust. Be creative. And do you want it to be sappy, or do you want it to be uplifting? Now, as much as I love Kashmir by Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven would be a very appropriate song, I would think, for a funeral, because it starts out very, very mellow, and then it builds up, and then there's one of the all-time great guitar solos, and it's just a very, you know, you cannot listen to Stairway to Heaven and be bummed out. You could be a little bit ironic and play Burn by Deep Purple. That would take some stones. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. The song you must hear, well, you're probably not going to hear it unless you're there in spirit, and I'm not quite sure how that works, that you want to leave them with. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And again, I caution my survivors, if you play Clapton's Tears in Heaven, I will haunt you when you are involved in some very embarrassing human things, okay? Absolutely, positively, because that's the kind of guy I am. And please, in the name of all that is holy, nobody say Wind Beneath My Wings. But if that's your choice, that's your choice. Let's get to the calls on WBEN. Paul in Alden, you are on. And Paul, what is your choice of funeral song? How do you want to be remembered, sir?
Frank Zappa. It's called Watermelon in Easter Hay.
Wow.
4 minute long guitar solo.
Watermelon in Easter Hay. You know, even though I talked to Frank Zappa for an extended period of time, I'm not terribly familiar with Zappa's list of songs, and I apologize for that, his discography. Tanner, do you have that ready to go? Tanner?
Tanner's
trying to track
hotline,
it down.
You call his hotline on the anniversary of his death, and that's what's playing on the phone.
Just out of curiosity, I was unaware that Frank Zappa had a hotline. The man has been dead for decades.
No, it's still available. He still sells stuff through the mail.
Well, his heirs do, but I wonder why song was picked. Tanner has an example of it, I think.
Sounds like it.
Oh, that's very good. That's very tasteful. But it doesn't exactly seem like a pick-me-up song that's going to leave him laughing.
It's not supposed to.
No, I mean, obviously it's a rather bluesy song. All right, Paul, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. All right, a Zappa fan. Frank Zappa. I just, you know what, I've just never gotten into Zappa, but that's okay, because most of you, despite his enduring popularity, most of you couldn't probably name 10 Bob Dylan songs. Some of you could, but most of you couldn't. Here's Jeff on WBEN. Jeff in Elma, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi. First of all, I think you've got the story of Paradise by the Dashboard Lights wrong. He didn't marry that girl. I look at that song like he's a teenager and she's a teenager, and they're trying to get it out in the front seat, and she won't give it up unless he tells her he loves her. I don't think he got married to her.
But, I disagree, because otherwise, why would he be praying till the end of time so he can end his time with her? That implies a marriage relationship, does it not?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a turn of phrase, but it's just my opinion.
You might be right.
Other listeners. Yeah. But my song would be, but I don't think he married her. I think they were just young kids, and she didn't want to do anything unless he said she loved him. But my song would be In My Life by John Lennon or the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. That's a song we heard a lot on December 9th of 1980, the day after John Lennon died. I think most people know the song, but Tanner has it ready to go. And Tanner, let it rip, please.
There are places I remember.
Oh, it's a great tune. Great tune. So why that one to the exclusion of all other pieces of music that are out there, just out of curiosity?
Well, I think it tips your hat to all those people in your life that you cared about. Could be your kids, could be your wife, it could be your best friends. And then you're telling one person or maybe a group of people, in my life, I loved you more. Your particularly close-knit group of people. So that's why that song always got to me.
Yeah, I mean, look, it got to me, too, on December 9th of 1980, hearing John Lennon singing it the day, well, he didn't sing it the day after he died, obviously, but they played it a lot the day after John Lennon died. Very interesting choice, sir. Thank you very much. All right. What song will you have played at your funeral? And by the way, it's important that you let the people in your life know what you want played at your funeral, because you're not going to be around to tell them, and you don't want to leave them guessing. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I wonder if anybody's going to say something by Three Dog Night. The show must go on. There's an obscure reference. 27 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN.
Would you hold my hand?
Tanner Saunders. Oh, right now I don't like Tanner very much. I was at a funeral this year. And they played this song, and it was like, okay, where are the tissues? Because this is a tearjerker, and it was just so unexpected, and quite frankly, so uncalled for. But if that was the wishes of the family, that was the wish of the family, and I have no say in the matter. I was simply an attendee. It is 538 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly and talking about the song that you want played at your funeral. I think I was thinking this song that would be great, like, to sum up my career would be from Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks, Idiot Wind. I think that would be so appropriate, but I don't know that anybody would quite get the joke. And to some people, it's a breakup song. I don't know. To me, it's a song of spiteful anger, but also how stupid we can be, and a lot of other things. Here's Donna on WBEN in West Seneca. Donna, what song must be played when you check out?
No doubt about it. This is from the movie 51st Dates with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. And it was Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Israel. And his nickname is Kamalowawi-O. And it was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Love it. He plays the ukulele.
Is it anything like the original? Actually, let's hear it. I think Tanner should have it ready for us.
Oh, God, absolutely.
Over the rainbow, way up high, and the dreams that you dream of once in a lifetime.
I ask, my love, why that song out of every other song, just out of curiosity?
Well, it's my husband's favorite, and he was too busy at work, so... And I said, oh, Dan, you got to call it in. This is great. He goes, this is the one I want at my funeral. And I just love it. He does such an awesome job.
That's it's a great. It's yeah, it's a great version, absolutely. No doubt.
Absolutely. I won't keep you because I know there's probably a lot more callers, but I thank you for taking my call. I'm an everyday listener. Thank you so very much for what you've done here. On the radio. I talk about you all the time to all my neighbors and friends. On 93 radio.
you're sweet. Thank you, my love. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. You have a great day. God bless you.
I shall.
You.
Thank you. And right. Actually, the funny thing is when people thank me for what I've done, all I've done is sit on my butt like an idiot talking into a microphone. And that is no great accomplishment, in all honesty. Let's go to Lori on WBEN. Lori is calling in from Amherst. Lori, you are on at 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. What is your funeral song, the one that must be played?
It's Cat Stevens' Miles From Nowhere. It's off of T for the Tillerman, which is a really favorite album of mine.
Oh, it's a classic. An absolute classic. And I believe Tanner has that one ready. Tanner, let it rip.
Miles from nowhere. Guess I'll take my time. Oh, yeah. To reach there. Look up at the mountain.
Cat Stevens, now known as Yusuf Islam. Have you, I find it interesting you mentioned Cat Stevens because just last week on vacation, for whatever reason, I started watching a Cat Stevens documentary. Have you watched any of the interviews with Cat Stevens talking about the difficulties that fame caused him early in life because he basically came from nowhere?
I have not, but I am a fan of his music. If not his political beliefs, but I love that song, and I think I can't tell you how many times my husband and I, on long driving trips, belted it out in the car. It's just a song I love. It's about freedom and shedding your earthly vessel and love and looking at the long view of your life. I just think it's a great song for a funeral.
Well, speaking of that particular genre, if you will, did you give any consideration to George Harrison and the Beatles, Within You, Without You, from Sgt. Pepper?
I would go for that as well. That would make me equally as happy, even though I probably won't know what it is, what's happening.
Right.
Either one would work for me.
A great
choice as well.
Oh, when I listen to the lyrics of that one, I can't help but think that one was influenced by the other. But Within You, Without You is one of my favorite Beatles songs. Oh, absolutely.
It is a classic.
Great choice, Lori. I was not expecting Cat Stevens to come up. I mean, I would have thought that maybe Wild World would have come up. Or if you wanted to be particularly jocular, if you had your wake or funeral on a Saturday night, you could do his cover of Another Saturday Night.
Yeah, those are probably my two least favorite Cat Stevens songs. But
oh, sorry about that. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. At least nobody's brought up the Bee Gees' Islands in the Stream, so we got that going for us so far. Here is Dave in Lockport. Dave, you are on WBEN, the song you most want played at your funeral or wake.
Well, it's one I don't think anybody else would think of. I love baseball. And I'd love to have my ashes mixed with some grass seed and spread in center field by John Fogerty. Center field.
Oh, the John Fogerty comeback in the 1980s, circa 1984, I want to say. I think that was in the same era as Rock and Roll Girls, in which he mentions Buffalo. If I had my way, I'd shuffle off to Buffalo, sit by the lake, and watch the world go by. Here, Tanner Saunders, Let It Rip, John Fogerty from CCR.
Well, I beat the drum and hold the phone. The sun came out today. We're born again. There's new grass on the field. Around the third and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed, handsome man. Anyone can understand.
Dave, you're a big baseball fan, are you?
Yes, huge baseball fan. I love playing center field, and my dream has always been to catch a deep center fly ball and throw it all the way to home plate without a bounce and get the guy trying to round third. But arm never was capable of doing it, but I still dream of doing it.
Don't feel bad. Today, Josh Allen couldn't do it either. So,
but
just saying. Dave,
the line, born again, there's new grass on the field, has always made me think, like, no matter what happens, spring comes, there will be a new day, and take a field and play your best and have fun. That's my hidden message in the song.
Well, actually, Fogerty played at Darien Lake maybe 10, 15 years ago with Willie Nelson as his opening act, and then Willie Nelson came out and sat, like, right next to us, which was kind of weird. I left him alone. Did you happen to go to that show?
No, I didn't, no.
I'll tell you something. John Fogerty might have been probably in his 70s, late 60s, early 70s when he did that show. But the man has not lost a beat vocally, instrumentally. And, I don't agree with his political views, but one hell of a musician, an amazing performer.
That I agree with.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I mean, if you just limit yourself to people whose politics you agree with, many of you, all you would do is watch James Woods movies, and that's about it. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is North Buffalo checking in. Make that South Buffalo. My vision's fine. Here's Mary on WBEN. Mary, you are on. Hello.
Hello, Tom. How you doing?
Mary.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, my love. Go right ahead.
Oh, my God, you're amazing. I adore you. My song would be, and what you just mentioned, the Bee Gees, I almost lost it. But mine would be Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Oh, why does that resonate with you as something you want played when you check out?
Because I love disco. I want to die going with the disco ball above my head. Absolutely.
Nothing, you know. Nothing from Donna Summers, and thank God you're not doing It's Raining Men.
I would go with all of them, Tom. I love disco down to the bottom of my feet. And I actually did, real quick, I know you're busy, but I actually died in Mercy Hospital a couple of months ago. And when they say you see the light, I seen the light, and it was a disco ball before they brought me back to life after 2 minutes. It was a disco ball. Amazing.
If you don't mind my asking, what I presume it was cardiac arrest of some kind?
Yes, it was. I had heart failure.
Good heavens.
So 2 minutes I was dead. They brought me back to life, and they said, did you see anything? And I said, I've seen the light. And, hey, I've been fighting everything, and I'm tough. I'm a tough broad, I'll tell you that.
Obviously, but when you talk about You Saw the Light, there's a Todd Rundgren song called I Saw the Light, or I See the Light.
I think I love Todd Rundgren. Oh, hello, it's me, my fave.
Oh, yeah, great song. Hello, yeah, it's me,
yeah.
And
hate to keep talking.
Well, there's a local band that does a tremendous cover of that, and I hate to keep on mentioning them, but Back to the Bars does so many great songs. It's like a never-ending catalog of excellence.
Yeah. Do you go to the world's largest disco?
No, I could never get tickets, and I honestly, disco is not my bag. I'm a rock and roll and classic rock and yacht rock kind of guy.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. You enjoy what you love. That's what I do.
Yep. Well, if disco is your thing, disco is your thing. And Bee Gees, Staying Alive. You could have done Jive Talking.
Hey, you got that too. You got that. Jive Talking, baby. That's all who right. You are. You know, you're the Bob. I'm not going to keep you because I know people are waiting to talk to you, Tom.
All right, Mary. Thank you very much. I appreciate your kindness. I don't know. What did I do today that suddenly made me good? I don't know. I don't know. What song do you want played at your funeral or wake? It's inevitable. It happens to all of us. And I'm not trying to be morbid at all. I mean, but thanks. I'm glad nobody's called in with Another One Bites the Dust, because that is so cliche. It really is so cliche. I was thinking giving my cardiac history, Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart, might not be a bad call, but you know, a little bit on the morbid side, or basically anything by the group Heart, which is reuniting, I hear, for at least one show. I don't know their full concert itinerary. Here's Jeanette in Lancaster. You're on WBEN. Jeanette, hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Yes, ma'am.
I think I would like the same song that my husband requested at his funeral mass, but due to a change in our pastor at the time, he would never have allowed it, but we played it at the wake as everyone walked up to the coffin to say goodbye, and everyone was in full smiles. Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky.
Oh, absolutely. A total classic. And who would have thought Norman Greenbaum would have, I mean, an enduring legacy, a one-hit wonder, but what a legacy. And I think we all know the song, but just in case there are some who have never heard it, Tanner Saunders, who's been doing yeoman's work behind the scenes today, let it rip.
So you know that when you die.
Jeanette, that song probably would have been banned as hate music in 2023, but your husband had that played when he died.
He wanted it at the funeral mass, which would not have been allowed because the pastor was strictly by the spiritual book. So the funeral director suggested we play it as everyone went up to say final goodbyes, and everyone was in full smiles and laughter. It was so uplifting, a good send-off to hopefully a better life.
And you want the same thing done for you?
I do. It's on my cell phone with all the prayers I want, all the songs I want at the mass. Yes, it's all set up in case I go. My family will know my wishes. It's all on my cell phone.
Yeah, I got to write this stuff down and make sure everybody has a copy of it, just so there's no misunderstandings. Jeanette, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Karen, who is phoning in from Orchard Park. Karen, you're on WBEN, the song that you want played at your funeral and or wake.
Well, it's my husband wants this played at his, and it's Vera Lynn, and it's, what's the name of it again?
I'll be seeing you.
Actually, you won't be seeing anybody, but let's...
Well, how do you know? How do you know, Tom?
Well, nobody really knows for sure, right. But I grant you that. You know about as much as I do about this, or as much as anybody does, but Tanner Saunders, give us a taste here.
If he found it.
Of course he did. He's Tanner.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that my
it's a little,
heart and mind embraces.
A little moribund for me, but it's your funeral, so to speak. Karen, thank you very much. I appreciate hearing from you. Good stuff. Wide variety. Wide variety today, guys and ladies. Thank you very much. And I just want to thank everybody because nobody called in with Another One Bites the Dust, which is so cliche. I'm sorry. But like I said, if you absolutely positively have to do Queen, be creative. Death on Two Legs from Night at the Opera. Great freaking tune. Thank you, loves, for all the calls this week and today. Thanks to Tanner Saunders behind the glass. Doing double duty, triple duty. Excellent work, Tanner. You are on a hot streak, man. I just got to say.